Today's daf is Yerushalmi and Peah daf Chaf Aleph, and we are on Chaf Aleph and Aleph on top. And today's shiur is sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. So we are commenting again within the world of Hefsekim and separations within fields, and the first couple of daf of this Perek spoke about the Hefsekim that there are within Zra'im, meaning Tfua and Kitnius, grain and legumes, which are subject to Peah. They're subject to the five conditions. Yurakos are not involved because vegetables are not considered Mechanso Lakiyim in most cases, and therefore they're not Chayiv in Peah. But our Mishnah said that when it comes to trees, trees have separate rules, right? The separations that were listed earlier in the Perek do not apply to trees. Hakol mafsik lezroim ve'eno mafsik le'ilan. The Mishnah said on yesterday's daf chafim abeis, all those hefsekim are not enough to separate for trees. Even if you have those things between a field of trees, you have a shlulis, you have a nachal, you have all of those other items listed, even maybe zera acher, it's not mafsik. Why? As we'll see, because trees inherently are more separated. So even if you have that type of separation, that doesn't ruin the tree connection, unless there's a fence. And a fence usually means 10 tefachim high. That is the Mishnah. But if there is Seir Kodesh, if there is overflowing, interlocking, we'll see. That's how we've translated it. The Gemara will ask exactly what it means. But if there's interlocking above the tree, so then that connects the tree, the orchards and the payas, even if there is a fence there that would overrule the fence. Except for, says the Mishnah, charuvin. When it comes to carobs, then a different halacha applies. Kol haroin ze et ze. As long as they can see each other, the trees, the people by the trees, so that is good enough. Rabbi Gamliel says that his family used to give one peah from all the sides, from the whole side, as we'll see, of the city, of all the olive trees from there, so that would be, they are connected. And for Cheruvin, he would agree. Kol haroin ze et ze. Rabbi Lazar Bar Tzada quoted in the name of Rabbi Gamliel, so that the same thing would apply to Cheruvin. Cheruvin wouldn't go by Kol haroin ze et ze, but it would be the same thing as one per ruach. One per ruach, again, and that would be even if there's a geder in between them, even if, let's say the Pnei Moshe says on top, even if they wouldn't be able to see each other, these trees, still, if they're all one side, it would be one payoff from all of them. Okay, get different halachas on A, trees, two, charuvin, and C, zesim, as we'll see. Hakom afsik lezron v'chul. So my kotesh, what does the word kotesh mean in this regard? So we already translated it, but the Gemara asks, when it says kotesh, banging, so what is a banging? And the girsa here is not va'ole, but ka'ale b'machtesh. Is it like something banging, like a pestle against a mortar? Meaning, does it mean that it's banging against the fence itself? Is that what we're talking about? O kotesh al gabi geder. Or is it banging above the fence, meaning interlocking with each other? Right, we've already, is it up to the fence and banging against the fence? And that would be enough to ruin the Havdalah. Or is it above? So min ma, from the language that it uses, se'ar kotesh, and samach and ayin switch in Aramaic, or in Hebrew, se'ar kotesh, so the branches the are knocking itself, they're interlocking, in a geder kotesh, ha da amra kodesh al gabi geder. Right? So therefore, because it focuses on the branches, it doesn't focus on the fence, it must mean that it's the branches above that would ruin it, and not dafke if they are up to and banging on the fence. The Mefarshim point out that the Rambam quotes that it has to be touching the fence. The Rambam in Perek Gimel, in Ilchos Matnas Aniyim, Halacha Yutes, that Perek is all about Hefsekim, and he has the rules of Zeraim, and then he has the rules of trees, right? The Rambam says, here in our, let me just find it, right, Halacha Yutes, says the Rambam, Ste'ilan, Ein Mavsik Ba Elageder Gavoa Hamavdil Bein Ha'ilanos. A ste'ilan is only mafsik for peah, and again, otherwise it's a kula. This is a chumrah, right? If the geder is there, then you have to get two peahs. Avam haya geder mavdil milamata. V'habadim v'hapeiros mi'uravin milamalan. But if it's a lower fence, which allows the branches to go over, v'nogin begeder al gabo. He quotes that. And the Mepharshim wonder where the Rambam gets that from. V'nogin begeder al gabo. And is touching on top. Get the sense from the Rambam that if it's just way above the fence and they're interlocking, that's not good enough. Just reading, you might say, what do you mean? That kind of makes the fence not needed and irrelevant if it's touching. The Rambam seems to say, no, you have to like be mevatel the fence. And if it's touching the fence, so then that doesn't only make it irrelevant, but it's mevatel it. It's not called a hefsek. So that's the Rambam. It has to be me'urav milamalan and nogin begeder al gabo. Harei zeh kesada achas v'nosen peya achas lakol. And that would be one peah. And the Rambam continues, what about charuvin? What about charuvin? We'll have to see. Again, let's just read it once, the charuvin and the zeisim. We'll see what the Rambam paskens, and then we'll see maybe in the Gemara where he gets it from, but let's just read the Rambam. Hecharuvin, kol sha'adam omid bitzad charuv zeh, v'chaveiro bitzad charuv acher, v'roin zeh, hare hein kulan kisada achas upeah achas lakulan. If a person stands next to each carob and they can see each other. So then it doesn't sound like on top that the carob trees could see each other all the way higher. But if the people could see it, Hayushnat Sadin Rowan Sam Soyim, that we'll see in the Bezer in a few minutes. Fenat Sadin Rowan Zadzeh, if the middle could see the sides, but the sides can't see the sides, then Mafresh Mitzad Echad Merishon Lam Soyim and Amsar Larishonim. So Bezer, we'll get to that at the end of the daf. But that's the charuvin that the Rambam quotes, standing on each side, then you get Peah Achas. It is fascinating that we spoke about this in the last year. Why should this be the shear? Rowan Zezeh. If it's a Din D'Rabbanan, okay, but especially, we said, if it's a Daraisa, we said maybe it's Halacha Moshe Sinai, but it's unusual shear. A Din for Rowan? Okay, you have a Din of Nireh for Kriyas HaMegillah. You have a Din for Nireh, maybe for Achilas Kodshei Kalim in the Mishkan, right? We spoke about Karo Venira by in Shiloh, but to have Roa to decide whether something is called a Tzira for fields or not, that's a Chiddush. But that's the that's what it says here by Cheruvin. That's what would be needed. Okay. Either way, our Mishnah means definitely the trees have to be overlapping, and the Rambam adds that it has to be touching the fence also. Next, Rabbi Mana Amar. Rabbi Mana said three things. We have to know what he meant. Zimnin, and the girsa here is different girsos people have. We'll go with the Graz girsa. Zimnin dahavi amarba. Sometimes when commenting about this halacha of fields and fences being mafsik, sometimes Rimana said, dahavi ba betoch arba amos. As long as it's within four amos. What's within four amos? Unclear. And sometimes he said, and sometimes he says it has to be within 10 tvachim, which is obviously a stira. And sometimes, mata eser, and sometimes he says that the density of the trees that has to be planted has to be 10 trees planted within a besa'a. A base saw is 2,500 square amos. So if you have 10 trees there, that each one has about 250 amos to themselves. I mean, there's a lot of space in between. But as long as it's planted in that density, so that's when this halacha applies. So he said these three things. Within four amos, within 10 tvachim, and within 10 planted in the density of a base saw. So what are they? We want to try to put all this together, right? Without this, let's say without this density, going on the last one, so then even if it's less dense, if it's six within a besa, then even the Pnei Moshe says, even if you have interlocking on top, that would not connect the fields, right? If they're so spaced out. Look at the Pnei Moshe for a minute. La'afuke, Imhayu Ilanos Rechokim Yoser Mikan Lahageder, or we'll get to the four amos and the tenth vachim. Lo Mahani Aser Kodesh Lemechshavito Ka'achas. If you don't have these measurements, then even if you have the interlocking trees for Peah, it's going to be two. Which shows that it's not just about Roeh, because you might say even if the trees are interlocking, they look together, that's not going to be good enough. Still, it has to do with the trunk is also. Right? All of these halachas, you might not compare it. I'm just thinking now, right? We have Gemaras and Maseches Makos that talk about trees and overhanging branches for Ir Miklat and for Maaser Sheni. If you have the trunk on one side and the branches on the other side, and the person is in the branches and the person is by the trunk. So what's Chashuv in terms of, so that's in terms of where a tree is. And that's a nafkamina on a Daraisa level. On a Daraisa level. Do you say, Hakol Lechachara Nof, Hakol Lechachara Iker? Do you say, no, it goes by where it is? Here, again, it sounds like it's Drabanan. We said earlier in the Perek that a lot of these Chilukim might be Drabanan. Again, the Din Daraisa is Sadacha. You have to give Peah from each of your fields. The Rabbanan were the ones that created certain Chumras to say that, oh, this is called a Hefsik, and you have to give two payas from your fields, even though Daraisa might be called one. So I guess maybe the starting point is that it's one field, and any type of chumra would be midrabanan, that it would be separated. Okay, so ma'atshmamina. So what do you learn from here? Meaning, what's he saying? How do you put all of these halachas together? Four amos, ten tvachim, and the density halacha. So here we go. V'hu shihu betoch dalat amos. Would rather not say that he said different things at different times and was changing his mind and arguing on himself. So Vusha Ye Batok Talaramos Lagader. Number one, that the trees have to be within 4 amos of the fence. If the trees are farther away from the fence, more than 4 amos, so then it's not called one sadeh. Again, even if it's overlapping. See again the Pnei Moshe, the line previously that I just didn't read. Klomar. Lifamrim Amrina Bedin Zeshizorakshi Nutuna Ilanos Ptok Talamas Lagader. The Hoavain Rachokin Talamas Minagadir. If they're so far from the fence, Mechshavinan La Anfeya Ilan Hamuravan al Gabo Mikan, Umikan Lasos Kosan Kisade Ilanachas, She'ein Kan Hefsik. Right? Usually it's not a Hefsik. La afuke, if they're so far from the fence, so then it's separated anyway. Separated anyway. So then, even if the fence doesn't mean anything, even if you wouldn't have a fence there, right? It's considered separate field. So number one, the trees have to be within 4 amos of the gader. And the hein sheyu.
Is that the trunk?
The trunk. I mean, this thing, even if the leaves go over, and are interlocking, it's still not going to be good enough. V'hein she'yu betoch asara tvachim beinof lenof. What does that mean? Explains the Derech Emunah, or Frank Kadievsky in the commentary. Even if you have a few branches that might even be interlocking, if the rest of the trees, if the rest, most of the branches are separated by 10 tfachim, that also is not going to be good enough. It's got to be a real connection between all the branches. Even if a few of the branches are interlocking, that's not called, right, that's betoch asar tfachim, all the branches have to be within 10 tfachim. If a couple of them are not within 10 tfachim, a couple of them have to be interlocking, but most of them are not within, you only have these few long branches, but most of them are not within 10 tfachim of each other, so then it is also not called one field. And, but a tuimata eser lebeisa'a. And they have to be all, again, within this density. If it's not within this density, so then it is not going to be considered, one field. So these are limits on the halacha of the Mishnah. We'd rather, in all these cases, just, the reflection was zimnin d'amr this, zimnin d'amr that. Again, as we said, the approach was to say that it's not a machlok, it's not a person who changed his mind. Not a person. And generally, that's the attitude in Shas. We try to limit machlokas if we can. Even when the Gemara says, often, b'maika mifligi, what are they arguing about? And the Gemara says, they're arguing about this. As long as the Gemara will give 6 different opinions about, what are they arguing about? Right? Are they arguing about Hadar? Are they arguing about Luluf Sarach Eged? And the Gemara, what's the Gemara doing there? The Gemara say that there are 5 things that they could be arguing about, but we're going to zero in on one. Meaning maybe they're arguing about this. Meaning everybody agrees about all other issues, all other factors. The Nekudas of Machlokas is only this. The Gemara generally tries to minimize Machlokas, right? If the Gemara has, and we've had it often here in Peah, right? There's 2 opinions. We'd rather say that they're not arguing. I'd say they're arguing. Even though we have the principle of Elu Ve'elu Debi Elokim Chayim, what's wrong with Machlokas? Right? And we've mentioned the Ritva in Masechet Erevin on Daf Yud Gimel, where the Gemara says they're Elu Ve'elu, and Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai, I don't understand this. You know, how could there be Elu Ve'elu? And he says, I'm giving the power L'chach Mikol Dar V'dar to interpret and to understand the Torah in certain ways, and they have that power. They have that power, Bat Metzia. So I give them, but still, even with Elu ve'Elu, still we try to, the Gemara tries to limit what they're arguing about, and if there is no argument, sometimes you don't have a choice. Sometimes there's a machlokas, and you have to say they're arguing, but usually we say Elu ve'Elu. There is, I don't know if we mentioned this recently, there are limitations on Elu ve'Elu, right? Rashi and Ksubas and Daf Nun Zayin has an important limitation, right? If two people are in a shir, and the Rebbe gave one shir, and the Talmidim come out, and they say the Rebbe said two different things. You know, the Rebbe said also, the Rebbe said mutter in the shir, unless he gave two different shiurim. But if he gave one shir, and they each came out with a different opinion, so you can't say Elu ve'Elu there. There, one person is not telling the truth. So one person misheard. Again, if you have a machlokas and metzias, I think we quoted this recently, we'd rather not have a machlokas and metzias. That's the Ramban's comment in Maseches Chulin. That no, they're arguing about what the experiment meant, right? If you, is rice machametz or not? So it's machlokas how to interpret the findings. Right? So you don't have to say that. That's a machlokas in metzias. Trefa chaya, trefa ena chaya. You can say it's a machlokas about interpreting the findings. But if the machlok about what a Rebbe said, so then that you can't say. So here's the Rashi. Rashi in Nun Zayin and Aleph in Ksubas. Very important Rashi. Rashi says, usually you say, he's explaining there why it's better to have two Amoraim or two Tanoim arguing or two Amoraim arguing. But having two Tanoim arguing about what a Tana said, that you'd rather not say. That you'd rather not have. That's the context of Rashi. Aval ki pligi tri Amoraim bedin o beisr veheter. Kol chad amar hachi mistaver tame, ein kan sheker. Kol chad v'chad svara dideka amar. If you have two amarim arguing, wonderful. So you have a machlokas, and they're each saying their own svara. Mar yov taima lehateru, mar yov taima lisura. Right, each one says a different opinion. Mar medami milsa la milsa hachi, umar medami le b'inyon achrina. And each one has different comparisons. V'ika l'meimar, elu v'elu diri elokim chayim heim. And you could say elu ve'elu zinin d'shaya chay taima v'zinin d'shaya chay taima, because each time they give a different svara. Shahatam mishapech lefi shinui hadvarim b'shinui muat, because reasons, you know, there's nuances and different opinions that one could say. That's generally. But if they're both arguing about within one opinion, that's a problem. T'chi pligich tre aliba d'chad mar amar hachi amar ploni mar amar hachi amar ploni. Chad minay mishaker. One of them is mishaker. So that's a limit on Rashi. That lashon of Rashi, if we take it literally, would be extreme also. Right? Would be chad, right? He says, one would be lying. So what about a regular, or we say the other way. But in a regular case of Elu ve'Elu, we don't assume chad minay mishaker. Right? We assume that every opinion has halachic validity. One of them is halachic lemaisa, but everyone has halachic validity. The Ksos in his Agdama seems to say that, you know, the different opinions are, it's like looking in the water amongst the rocks, and, you know, one of them gets the pearl. One of them gets the pearl, which sounds like only one of them is really right. But generally, we don't assume that way. Generally, we assume that there are, and there's a lashon of the Chida also in his commentary on Erev in Daf Yud Gimel, where he also says, Ein ha'ar nikar ele mitoch ha'choshech. Right, that's why you need the other opinions. So the right opinion is easier understood based on the contrast of the wrong opinions. Ein ha'ar nikar ele mitoch ha'choshech. But again, those are more extreme opinions. We generally don't assume that way. We assume that there are multiple truths in halacha, unlike every other area of study, right? 2 + 2 is only 4, but this could be usser and this could be mutter. There are multiple truths. What Rav Moshe Feinstein calls in his Hakdama to the Igris Moshe, emes la'amita and emes la'hora'a. Right, that's Rav Moshe's lashon. He says, I'm writing the Sefer, and I've worked very hard to try to do my best to come up with the right answer. Do I know that this is the right answer up in Shemayim? I don't know, but it is a right answer. It is an MS, Rav Moshe says. And therefore he says, that's what the great Achronim have done in all the generations. And he says, Vanacho, this is after he says, I don't think I should be writing the Sefer. Why are people asking me questions? He says, but once people are asked questions, Shahayu Rashonu Muchuyavin Chachmi Adoros Achronim, Lohoros, Av Shalai Hayu Nachshon Migiel Arab Adoros Chachmi Agamara. Even if they wouldn't be considered Chachmi Amasora in earlier generations, Sheyesh Vade Lachush Ulai Lo Kivnu Amitas Hadin, Kavishuhu BeMS Klape Shmaya. Right, they might not have gotten to the truth that it appears in Shemayim. Aval HaEmes Lohorak Farnemer Lo Bashemayim. But emes lahora'a, lo bashamayim hi. Elekvisha nira lachacham, achreisha iyein karaui, levara halacha b'shasa v'poskim. After the chacham put in the time and the effort, kifi kocho, ube kovid rosh, ube yirame Hashem yisbarach, he says, then he comes to the din, hu emes lahora'a, umechuyav lahoroskein. Af im be'emet be'etzem galya klapi shemaya she'eno kena pirush. Doesn't say sheker. He says, it's not the MS upstairs, it's an MS down here. But he says, that's divri elokim chayim. Me'acher shalo nira apirish kemo shepasak, v'lo avi stira ledvarav. And there's no stira upstairs. V'yekabel schar al haraso, av shoha MS, in shamayim, eino kipirusho. Right, that's okay, because those are different. And that's the pshat of that Gemara, that very unusual Gemara in Bav Metzia. On Daf Pei Vav. Remember that Gemara? Rav Bar Nachmeni, there's a machlokes about a detail in Saras, and there's a machlokes between the Malachim and Hashem. That's what the Gemara describes. There's a Malach machlokes. Hashem says this way, the Malachim say that way, about a detail about the Beharis Kodemes Se'olavan, if the spot came before the hair or not. So the Gemara says, okay, in Shemayim they said, how are we going to decide this? So I would have said, Hashem wins. But doesn't say that. What does it mean that Hashem avert? So they said, we're going to ask Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, because he's the expert in Negoyim. They're going to ask Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. So they went to ask Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. What do you mean they waited? Some of they waited until it was time for him to die. And, there's no time in Shemayim. So they waited. And as he died, the Gemara says, Ya'am, kigavinicha nafshe amar tohar tohar. As he died, he said, tohar, tohar. So he said, Tar, Tar, which is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said upstairs. Right? And if you look in the Rambam Paskins, Halacha, the Rambam Paskins, Tamei. Right? The Kesavisha says the only time the Rambam Paskins against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? What does this mean against HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the answer is that no, it's not asking me about, it's an Emes law. There's a kasha about if he said it, you know, why isn't that the Emes? So I think one of them say that he was already kind of dead, so lo bashamayim, whatever the reason is, but the fact that it doesn't mean that the people said one thing and the malachim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's different levels of Emes. Different levels of Emes. Emes la'amita and Emes la'ora, according to Ramosha. Other mefarshim have different lashonos, how to explain that, but that is that's in terms of Elu v'Elu. There's a lot more in Elu v'Elu, but let's continue, and we'll see what time is left. Says the Gemara v'lach Haruvin, kol haroin. V'chulo, the Mishnah said, by carob trees, different rule. Doesn't just go by fence, but if you could see. So, mi mechavin lohen asarucho, and then it says that that Rabbi Gamliel's family did all the peah, all the olives on one side, right? One side of what? So, mi mechavin lohen asaruchos, right, what's mechavein the ruchos? Right, what's mechavein the ruchos? Ask the Maharav Folda. Kasalka daita baruchos shel olam kamar. Maybe it's talking about the directions of the world, meaning north, south, east, west, and therefore sometimes it's not so clear. Right, heich yodeat heicha mizrachos shel olam omaravo. How do you know how far it goes? So the Gemara says ha'ir mechavein eslanas ruchos. No, it's sides of the city. Each side of the city will be separate there, right? It's sides and not directions, so to speak. If there's a side that's northwest, it's not exactly a square or a rectangle, even to north, south, east, west, every side of the city gets their own peah. And again, lechumah or lekula, even if they're not seeing each other, you're still going to make it as one. And even if they can see each other, if it's on different sides of the city, you're going to give separate. Right, so it goes by size. Am Rabbi Yossi bar Bun shall base Rabbi Hayulahen Arba'a Badim La Arba'a Ruchos Ha'ir. They had four olive presses. An olive press on each side of the city. They know some lachal badu balafi rucho, and that's why every olive stand on its side. And they went straight to press it on that side, and that's why they did one payah for all of the ones on that side. That's in terms of the olives, right? The Tanakhama said Haruvin, whoever could see, and the olives were Rabbi Gamliel said olives, all whatever is on the side of the city, that's what they said. And he said, Haruvin, Kalaron Elu Aselu, he agreed to the Tanakhama. Back to the Haruvin discussion. Ha Yusham Shlosha Ilanos. What if there were three trees? or groups of trees. Harishonim roem nisoim soyim, vayimsoim roem is harishonim. Vein harishonim roem zeh zeh. There are three groups of trees. The middle trees, if you stand by the middle trees, you can see the outer ones. But the outer ones can't see the middle ones. So what do you do in that case? So mafresh ben harashim min ha'imsoim, umin ha'imsoim ala rashim. So you could take off peah from one of the outer ones with one of the middle ones, because they could see each other. That's roen elu etz elu. They know mafresh ben harashim ala rashim, but the two outer ones are not considered mitsuraf. Right? That's considered two separate, because they can't see and each other, and therefore that would be separate fields. The Mefarsha, I saw the Halacha Lemoshe in the one of the Akron in the back, wonders that we have this type of halacha in the two other places, and it's not exactly parallel. You could say there's different halachas in different areas. It's not exactly parallel. Remember by Meiser Behema, the Mishdayis in Bechoros on Daf in the ninth parak talk about it. You need Maisa Behema, you need to ten animals together. What if you have some animals over here and some animals over there and they can't see each other and they're separated? But if you have some in the middle, that's mitzarif them. Right? Right? That's mitzarif them. So here, the Gemara clearly says that it's not mitzarif. It's not mitzarif. So you have by Bechoros, he points out that it's not exactly the same. It says, Hayelo Be'emsa, Mevyu Ma'asran Be'emsa. It says, maybe only there is lachumra. Lachumra, if the middle is mitzarif, then to make them considered one group, so you have to take off Ma'aser Behema. Here, it would be lakula. If they could see, so then there's only one peah. So maybe that halacha is only said lachumra. Maybe the halacha being mitzarif by the middle ones is only lachumra and not lakula. But then we have somebody who has his fingertip on all of Shas, right? Shas at his fingertips. We have another context. Back in Maseches Brachos, right? We have for Zimun, right? If you had two different groups sitting, you know, without being able to see each other, they have two different Zimuns. But what if there's a Shamish? What if there's a waiter? Right, a waiter that could see both groups. So then, imaylem shamish echad hashamish mitzarfim. Right, then the shamish is mitzarif them for one group. It is ve'efshar dehasam bekal mitzarfim. There, maybe they had to have daslet tarif anyway at the beginning. So maybe they had daslet tarif. So you only needed a little bit to get them to be tzirif. Okay, either way, that's the halacha. Okay, let's continue. With the next mission, halacha dal, mastisan. Hazaretsa deo min echad, avimishu osa shtei grano, osa sepea achas. If somebody plants his field, one type of grain, even if you plan to do, harvest them at two stages, avimishu osa shtei grano, no sepea achas. Right? Even though you have that plan, you still give one payah, because you planted it as one. Zar shnei minim, but if you planted two different species, avi shosa gorenachas shnosin shnei payos. Two different types, it's two different payos. Fine. Hazare sadeu shnei mine chitim, what if you have two different types of wheat? Two types of wheat. So that's right, the barafolda. Kagon igure, shem chitim levanim, targim kikfar, ki igure, vishachmatit adumin. You have red wheat and white wheat. Right? So different types of wheat. So usually, if it's one type, it doesn't matter. If it's two harvests, it's one payah. If it's two different types, even if it's one harvest, it's two payahs. What if you have two different types of the same item? Two different types of wheat. So then it depends on your kavana for the harvesting. So asan goren achas, if your kavana when you harvested was, I'm going to do this whole thing now. Asan goren achas, nosen pe achas. Shtei grano, so if it's two different types, so it's already a little separate, and you plan to do two different harvests, nosen shtei peos. Then you'd have to give two payas in that regard, in terms of types. Maisa kishazor Reb Shimon isha mitzpeh lefnei Rebbe Gamliel. One time Reb Shimon was planting in front of Rebbe Gamliel. V'alo lishkas hagazis, they went to the lishkas hagazis, right, which all of a sudden says, wait, Rebbe Gamliel, Rebbe Gamliel, bizman Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai, and the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. This must have been an earlier Rebbe Gamliel. Right, because it was talking about going to the Lishkas HaGazis, which is in the Beis HaMikdash. The Ras Sirlio has the Girsa of Rabbi Gamliel HaZakein, the grandson of Hillel. It's an earlier, not the Rabbi Gamliel that lived Bisman Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Well, it has to be someone earlier. So Vishalu, so Shimon Isha Mitzpah asked Rabbi Gamliel in the Lishkas HaGazis. Or they both went up to the Lishkas HaGazis. Vishalu, Omar Nachum HaLavlar, the Nachum HaVavlar, Nachum the scribe said, Mukubalani Rabbi Mesha, Shekibel Me'aba, Shekibel Menazugos, Shekiblu Min HaNevi'im. Goes all the way back. Halach LaMoshe Misinai, which we spoke about. Vizoreas, Zadeo, Shtemi Nechitim. This, they had this Misora. right? Imasan, by two different types of wheat. Imasan goran achas, those in peya achas, shte granos, no saying shte peos. So there they have a double, right? Interesting here that he says, I have a Kabbalah from Rabbi Mesha, from my Abba, from the Zugos, from the Nevi'im. There's an interesting discussion in the Achronim. When we say that a person has to say a davar b'shem amro, to be mevi geula la'olam, you have to say every step of the way. What if I only heard it? You have to say the first one, the last one, or even the middle ones. Want to say it. Who you heard it from? I heard it from so-and-so who said it in the name of Rav Moshe. I heard it from so-and-so who said it in the name of the Talmud of Rav Moshe, the name of Rav Moshe. You have to go through the whole line. Often the Gemara does that. The Gemara will quote six different people, right, in a line. And then it'll quote, like, the opposite order, Fi'ika da Amrei, right? Then the same different people who said it. So it sounds like. But the question is, what's the ultimate purpose? Is it giving the credit for the one who gave the idea? The original one? You might think that's the most chashuv one, right? Or no. The point is, I want to give thankfulness and credit to the one that I heard it from. So the most important one would be in the middle. What the one that's closest to me. What about the middle? So they talk about lumdus. They talk about exactly what this is about. But here is another example in the Mishnah of giving the whole line. Giving the whole line, going back to Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. You could have just said Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Right. That Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't really need the credit. But, you know, there's different, maybe we'll talk a little bit about that next time. There's different ideas about what exactly is the message for Mevi Geula La'olam. I'm not taking the credit, and what does that have to do with Geula, but we'll leave that for now.